There's a that we have a food called pashtaipi, and that's what I'm. It's really good. It's a Indian corn soup, and if the people ever caught it, it's so good. But it's so it, of course, it's so hard to make, because traditional foods are, you aren't like this. You open up with a can, and in 5 minutes you're eating. It's not so. It's an all day process, or it's kind of an afternoon process. So, but yeah, it's called pashtaipi. PASDAYPI. Yeah, well, it's Indian corn, and then it's got meat and vegetables in it. What other contributions have we made? Oh, I kind of think in Dakota people, Indians in general, they have a certain in their philosophy, in the Dakota way anyway, we have what's called Mitakuya Owasi, which means all our relatives, and it means that everything that God created is a relative of ours. That includes the animals, And so that when animals are killed for food, there's a little offering brought, either tobacco or to me, it doesn't make any difference what. Some people say, "Well, I do this, I do that." Well, that's good. Just as long as you're acknowledging that deer is a relative of us, because Wakantaka created that deer as well as he created me. And so then you come to understand that wanton killing, like happened with the buffalo. I've read of accounts where Indians would come across this whole slaughter of buffalo, and they would sit there and cry because their relative was wantonly slaughtered. So I think that almost that conservation movement maybe had an influence on today's society, maybe. Some do, but I don't, maybe there might be some that are still don't respect Mother Earth.